You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We find a description of a very, very powerful rebellion that took place against Moshe Ba'aron and ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvodo B'atmo in the Midbar itself. This is called the Korach Rebellion, Korach Va'adasai. And what we're going to do is analyze exactly what happened over here. What was the purpose of Korach and his Ada coming and making a major controversy with Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, with the establishment of Klal Yisrael's leadership at that point in time? Why here at this point in time did they do such? We'll analyze what the tainis of Korach Va'adasai were, what their complaints were. And we'll also, another question we're going to analyze is how ultimately this Ada with Korach were punished. A miraculous event took place. A pit opened up in the middle of the Midbar and swallowed them up. Something that never happened before in world history, before or afterwards. Chazal say that opening in the Midbar was already put into place as a natural phenomenon, which is in this case supernatural, going back to Erev Shabbos of Maaseh Bereishis. We'll see what that means very shortly. Why did Hashem feel he had to punish them in this miraculous way? And ultimately speaking, there is an interesting mission in Pirkei Avos, which we'll be analyzing today, as a general statement concerning this rebellion. I'll read the Mishnah very quickly, and then we'll get into the Pesukim and Chumash. The Mishnah says in the fifth chapter, Pirkei Avos, Kol machlokus l'shem shemayim sofa l'skayim, any controversy that takes place for the sake of heaven will ultimately speaking be perpetuated and have a fulfillment. She'en l'shem shemayim, but a machlokus that's not for the sake of heaven, ain't sofa l'skayim, will not have, ultimately speaking, any ultimate value of being sustained in the future. It will be totally destroyed. And what is an example? Machlokas l'shem shemayim, machlokas of Hillel v'Shammai, the halachic controversies. And what's a machlokas she'en l'shem shemayim? Korach v'chol hadaso, the machlokas of Korach and his entire congregation that came to oppose Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. So we have even a Mishnah describing this event as a machlokes shelo l'shem shemayim. What was, give me a minute, what was the nature of this controversy? What exactly did Korach Va'adasai have as a complaint? So let's start reading some of the Pesukim. The Pesukim say, Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kohos ben Levi Dosan v'Aviram ben Eliyav Om ben Pelos ben Eruvain, that this whole Chabura came together. Vayakumulef ne Moshe, they came to confront Moshe. Anoshim ibn Yisrael, there were men of Klal Yisrael at large. Chamisha Masayim and the Sieda, 250 princes of the congregation, Kriya Moya and Sheshem, people of renown. Vayakalu Amosh Vaharon, they came to literally have a asifa, coming together in assembly to oppose Moshe Vaharon. Vayomar Lehem, and this is what they said to Moshe Vaharon. Listen carefully. Rav Lechem, you have taken too much upon yourself. Ki kola eda kulam kadoshim. Isn't it the fact that all of Klal Yisrael are considered holy people? Rabban Hashem called us in Har Sinai, people of Kedusha. We called Mamalachas Kainim V'Gai Kadosh, we're all holy. U'b'seichem Hashem, and Hashem Shechina dwells in all the membership of Klal Yisrael in our midst. Maduetis Naso Kal Hashem. Why do you seem to be taking leadership positions above the rest of Kal, as if to say you are more important than the rest of the members of Klal Yisrael, who are likewise Kedoshim, just like you? When Moshe heard this, Vayishma Moshe Yipol Apano, he was very depressed. and he said the following. Vaydabel karev al kodos aleimar, he said to them, Bokev yoda, give us a day, the next morning. And what Hashem is going to show Ashalo, who he is appointing to be leadership, es hakodesh hikrev lo, that person who's really holy, he will bring to him and appoint him in front of everybody as their spiritual leader. Es hashayiv chabo yakrev lo, the person he chooses for even political leadership, will be brought close and be identified by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe could obviously realize they wanted to undermine his leadership, him and Aaron's leadership. And later on, when Moshe approached some more members of this specific assemblage, they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hama'akil asanim eretz vaschalav devash, is it little to you that you took us out of a land flowing with milk and honey, referring to Mitzrayim, Lamiseni b'midbar, to kill us in the midbar, ki tistarar lena gam histara, that you should have a threshold of leadership and power over us, aflo eretz of askalav davash, you never brought us to another eretz of askalavash, you didn't bring us to Eretz Israel, v'titlon anachra esvad v'kerem, we don't have any fields being given to us of vineyards. Are you trying to blind us? You're preventing us from ultimately going to Eretz Israel and making Aliyah. In response to this terrible, terrible speech, the Torah tells us, as we continue in the Parsha, that Hashem told Moshe and Klal Yisrael, just go away from Acharech V'Hadassah, go away from their assemblage, separate yourselves from Acharech V'Hadassah, him, his wife, his children, and all the other members who were part of his Eda. And then Moshe said, on behest of Hashem, Yoma Moshe Bezos Teidun, with what's going to happen now, you will see Hashem Shalachani Alasos Eskomasim Elokim Alibi, that all the things I've done for you, where through prophetic vision between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I was told to do this. I didn't just dream this up with my heart. I didn't make it up. And the proof is going to be, in Kamosk Odom Yusim Eila, if you think the punishment of Kodesh Hadassah is going to be B'derech HaTeva like other people do, you're wrong. U'pekudas Odom Yipoket Alehem, Lo Yashem Yishalachani. If they die naturally, and the concept of death betakes them, then I'm not the Shliach of Hashem. But what's going to happen over here? L'malam midarech ha-teva. In B'riya yivra Hashem, Hashem's going to cause a new manifestation of a B'riya chadasha. Patz adam espia, the earth will open out its mouth, so to speak. Balasem, and will swallow up karef hadaso, eskola shalahem. V'yordu chayim sh'ola, they'll go down into the pit. And when you see this miraculous phenomenon never happened before, never will happen again, you will know. These people have shown disdain and disrespect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Torah tells us, as soon as Moshe made that drasha, and the rest of Klal Yisrael who are not part of this rebellion moved away, the ground opened up underneath Karech V'Hadaso, V'Tiftach Oretz as Pi, it opened its mouth, V'Tivla Osam, it swallowed them up, as Bateyem, not only them as a person, but even the household, belongings, their entire tents, as Kol Adam Asher L'Karech, as Kol Aruchush, that were swallowed up and totally destroyed. Very, very, very sad, sad phenomenon, as the Torah describes it. But I want to go deeper today. What I want to know, and what you would like to know as well, is what were the tainos of Karech V'Hadaso that are called tainos shelo l'shem shemayim? Because obviously, there is a rebellion taking place. What was the cause of the rebellion? So the Malbim himself on this Perish L'chumish gives a summary statement to explain what was really behind Karech V'Hadaso's rebellion. Listen very carefully. He said that since Chazal called this in the Mishnah and Avos, a machloke shelo l'shem shemayim, who is done for unholy ends, for personal advancement and the like, what happened over here is, you had a whole group of people, each one having a different taina against Moshe Rabbeinu come together, and as a collective entity of one big rebellion, they confronted Moshe Aaron with the following tainos. Let's talk about Korach himself first. When it came to Korach's taina, he basically had the following concern. He points out that, openly speaking, we have Amram, who was Moshe's father, inheriting the entire concept of his Yerusha from Kahas when it comes to leadership in some form of priesthood. Amram, who basically speaking was the oldest of Kahas' sons, therefore had his son Moshe Rabbeinu appointed as the leader, as the king of Klal Yisrael, the Melech. So Korach said, well, if that's the case, you're taking political leadership, and even on some level religious leadership. I am the son of the next son of ultimately of Kahas, and that is Yitzhar. Logically, the priesthood, the kahuna, should be given to me. But obviously he was upset that Moshe and Aaron, who were the both sons of Amram, took both of these offices, and he ended up with nothing. So if that's the case, he felt he was cheated. If I can't have the leadership as Moshe does, at least give me the spiritual leadership when it comes to the kahuna. Why did Aaron take it? When it came to Dasan Vavira and Om Peles, they had one common denominator, the Malbim says, and that common denominator was they were all from the Shevet of Reuven. Reuven was the Bechar of Yaakov, and therefore they felt they should be given the highest offices in Klal Yisrael and political leadership because they were the children coming from the firstborn from Reuven. Instead, what happened was, as they saw what was taking place, is despite Reuven was the Bechar, the priesthood and the divine service, Akravas HaKarbanos, was given to Shevet Levi. The leadership, which since they're the Becharim, they should have gotten when it comes to political leadership, was given to Shevet Yehuda and Yosef. And if that's the case, quite obviously, they felt very slighted that Reuven seems to be not in the picture as the Bechar of getting any type of leadership positions in Klal Yisrael. When it comes to the 250 other people, the princes, those who were the renowned, as the Torah says, they could obviously were against the principle of what's called hereditary title. They felt it's inappropriate that one Shevet should be given power that's hereditary for all generations to come. Levi should be priest forever. Malchus should go to Malchus David forever. They felt that since everybody is Kadosh, each and every time there's a need for leadership, he should take a girl upon all of Klaus, all the Shvatim, and pick the best candidate at that point in time. So they felt they were being discriminated against, and therefore they were very upset as well. The Ibn Ezra is the source of what the Malbim says, and he points out if that's the case, each one had a taina that Moshe and Aaron took the leadership and did not give an ability to the other Shvatim to have a chance to participate in this leadership, as if Moshe and Aaron made the decision themselves, as if it wasn't choice and the Bechira of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bechfeldo Biatzmo. They accused Moshe Rabbeinu of basically doing this on his own. This was not the Masari he got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this was a major, major taina against Moshe and Aaron, contesting the divine appointment of Moshe, B'Teves Malchus and leadership, and the highest level of Navi of Klal Yisrael, which ultimately questioned Moshe as being the ultimate disseminator of Torah in Sinai. Did Moshe give us Hashem's Torah? Did Moshe give us Torah that he made up? The various Midrashim would tell us, Korach made fun of many of the halachos that Moshe taught Klal Yisrael, in which he says, how can this halacha make sense? How could that halacha make sense? Indicating that it wasn't Hashem's Torah that Moshe was teaching, but his own Torah that he created with his own mind, with his own brain. Chazal point out, when you make such a taina, what are you really doing? If you think about it for a couple of minutes, you're undermining the entire experience, the Klaisa experience in Yetzias Mitzrayim with all the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, undermining all the miracles of Kriyas Yamsuf, undermining the miracles of the Bermayim, of the Manim in Hashemayim, the Anani HaKavod, and ultimately undermining the miracles of Kabbalah Satera. Chazal tell us there was a total Shino HaTeva taking place at Har Sinai. Everybody was able to hear Hashem address them momentarily with the giving of Keiach HaNevuah, as I described in one of my shurim I gave a couple of weeks ago on Pashas Bahaloscha. Everybody's given momentary ability, a divine capacity with a prophetic antenna to hear Hashem address them panim al panim, to hear Hashem speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu and giving tzivuyim, commands to Moshe to address Klal Yisrael. The Rambam and the Rambam both say the experience of Maimed HaSinai, hearing Hashem address them and address Moshe, and the discussion taking place, was supposed to accomplish Ubecha Yaminu La'olam, the Nemanis and the belief of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shemosh Emes Uteros Emes, that Moshe was given the exclusive authority to give over the Torah, a Novi, Acher Chadash Mordato. The Gemara says no other Novi in any generation in the future can make more than the Tayyag Mitzvahs, can add to them, can diminish to them. If a Novi tries to do that, the Novi Shek and Chayiv Misa. All of that ending up with Maimed HaSinai, and then even the miracles that Klaus experienced after Maimed HaSinai, by questioning Moshe and saying that his leadership role and what he did was basically self-motivated. He did it. He grabbed the ability to take this leadership role, claiming God appointed him and appointed his brother in priesthood. Hoshe Bet Levi were given special kibbutim. All of this was something he did, not as the Ratzon Hashem, but as Moshe and Aaron's Ratzon. They literally undercut and they undermine the concept of Kabbalah Satera and all the miracles they experienced. A tremendous Chilul Hashem took place and a tremendous damage to the integrity of Moshe's Mesorah and Aaron's Mesorah and what they were telling Klais when it comes to Tadiyak Mitzvahs and the concept of Terah L'Dairos. Terah Shemaksav, Terah Shemapeh was being destroyed momentarily with the accusation of Kodesh Vados against Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam says in Moran Duluchin, for this reason, that the Banishim decided when he was going to punish Kodesh Vados, and he could have punished them many different ways, but he felt he had to punish them L'mailim and Derech HaTeva to show the rest of Klais and the world that the Rabban Hashem heard what the rebellion was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu categorically rejected their tainus that Moshe was not L'shem Shemayim and Moshe was not representing Hashem's Ratzayin, and therefore was Mishana Teva, one time in world history, that the ground opened up miraculously, swallowed up Karech V'Adosu to punish them eternally, go down to Gehenim by direct route, by the mouth of the earth opening up and swallowing up. Something everybody should see, that this is L'malim Mederech HaTeva, has to be a miracle of God. God, therefore, once again was mechazik with this ness, L'malim Mederech HaTeva, to undermine the critiques of Karech V'Adosu, to substantiate the same God that changed the natural laws of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Mon, the Bermayim, Anani HaKavod, and the miracles of Kabbalah Satera, is now coming forth to say, anybody who dares to challenge all of that in Moshe and Aaron's leadership is going to be destroyed L'malim Mederech HaTeva. So this was a counterbalance to the Chil Hashem and the doubts created by the rebellion of Karech V'Adosai. This is the way the Rishonim explain the severity of this. The Ramban makes a very interesting comment. The Ramban asks the question, why did Karech V'Adosai raise these doubts here? He could have raised it a couple of months earlier. Long, long time. Especially when we had over here Aaron being appointed to be the Kohen Gadol, Moshe is the king. I mean, he could have raised it very, very, very quickly. In Sefer Vayikra, why did he wait to hear? So Ramban says what gave him a piskun peh, an ability to incite people, was that Pashas Kara comes after Pashas Meraglim. In Pashas Meraglim, when Meraglim caused the tremendous rebellion we learned about last week, and Hashem punished that entire generation that they're going to die in the Midbar, the Meraglim died immediately, as the Torah tells us, but the rest of the generation who cried, who believed the Meraglim, and didn't believe Yeshua and Kalev and Moshe Rabbeinu concerning the ability to go into Eretz Yisrael, to capture it, to settle therein, that was therefore the establishment of the Eis HaTzara of Tisha B'Av L'Chol HaDeiros, because of their lack of belief of Hashem having the power to orchestrate them being able to capture Eretz Yisrael, even L'mayla Miderech HaTeva. It's incomprehensible. They were so used to seeing Hashem changing Teva from the time they were in Mitzrayim to the time of sojourn in the Midbar and coming for HaSinai. They should have realized, Chazal point out, Hashem can change Teva any way he wants. And therefore, as big, as strong as the soldiers might be, as fortified as the cities might be in Eretz Canaan, there's nothing that could obviously can stop Hashem from facilitating our miraculous capture, as we see later on in Sefer Yeshua. In 7 years, they captured the entire territory of Eretz Israel. And 7 years later on, they had divided it to all the Shvatim after 14 years of Kibush and Chiluk, settled in their respective inheritance of the different portions of Eretz Israel. There were a lot of Tembah HaKadosh Baruch Hu based upon a lottery that was performed by Yeshua to appoint each and every Shevet of a specific parcel of land in Eretz Israel. Karach could obviously, and his Ada, despite seeing and witnessing all of this, ultimately, or hearing about what's going to happen in the past, what's going to happen in the future, had doubts, made doubts about Moshe's Nevuah, and therefore Hashem punished them with a miracle to counterbalance the Lashon Hara, to show the miracles that Moshe and Aaron performed were Me'es Hashem, Ho'es Azos, Yiflos Me'inenu, all the things that Moshe and Aaron were able to accomplish for them on behalf of Hashem was charged to them Hashem, the appointment of Moshe Aaron was from Hashem, and therefore, ultimately speaking, their rebellion is depicted as rebellion Shelo L'Shem Shemayim. Why is it Shelo L'Shem Shemayim? Because their rebellion was not for the purposes of increasing the covet of Hashem in this world. It wasn't to increase the leadership of Klal Yisrael with better leadership than was there up until this point in time. L'kam k'Moshe, there was never a Navi ever on the level of Moshe, nor there will ever be in the future. So there's no way Karech v'Adosu could replace the leadership of Moshe, could replace the spiritual leadership of an Aaron HaKohen and Ohi Hashem L'Reidah Shalom, Ohi Sabris B'Kavim L'Teira. They were super spiritual leaders of Klal Yisrael that Hashem appointed. Klal Yisrael, how lucky they were to have these as the spiritual and political leader of Klal Yisrael at that specific point in time. And Zuchus in Klal Yisrael when it comes to the Daros, the other similar bond of seeing how Moshe conducted himself and Aaron conducted themselves is looked upon as a masterclass, how Jewish leadership should conduct themselves as Gedola Yisrael, as Manhigi Klal Yisrael, for generations to come. Karech Vadasa tried to undermine this. The punishment Karech Vadasa basically cut them by their feet, defeated their tainos, and established for Klal Yisrael that this is a rebellion, Shelo L'Shem Shemayim, Lo Iskayim, therefore it's not going to have a kiyum, and it didn't have a kiyum. It was totally destroyed. What's interesting is the famous Medrash Chazal in the Gemara, where the Gemara says, there was once one of the Gedolim wandering through the desert, and he met an Arab. And the Arab says to him, do you want to see the spot in the Midbar, where the Midbar opened its mouth to swallow them up? So the Chacham said, yes, show it to me. So the Arab took him to the spot, and he saw a hole in the floor of the Midbar with smoke coming out. So he told this Chacham, the Arab told the Chacham, come a little closer. And he first took a piece of wool, put it on the stick, and says, put that wool over the hole. All of a sudden, it was heated up, the heat of the fire coming out, or that smoke cause the total world to be burnt up. He then says, come a little closer, don't go over the hole, but listen carefully to the earth, where the hole is, what's happening over there. And what this Chacham heard is that the Adas Kerech, it seems every month, are brought to the location where the rebellion took place. And in that Chodesh, they make this following statement, Moshe Emes, the Torahsa Emes, Moshe is truth, the Torah he taught us is totally truth, Anu Badoyim, we are the liars, we are the Shakranim. So if that's the case, not only were they burning in Gehenna for what they did, total destruction, but they keep on as their punishment every month have to repeat that the rebellion was a rebellion of Sheker for all generations to hear. This is what the Tzachim saw and heard by this spot where there were Nivla, hearing them have to do this each and every month.
You are listening to EnStorah.com.
We therefore have an interesting understanding of what a machlokas shelo l'shem shemayim is. If the Chazal quote the Mishnah of us, Hakina v'hataiva v'hakavod, Malatzin olim ha'olam, Chazal say, what does this mission mean? It's a description of Kerech v'adaso, Kina, jealousy, Taiva, unbridled desire for greatness, for wealth, Kavod, the concept of Kavod, respect, Mimachubedik, a person and people respecting you. If a person is guided by those principles exclusively, you're going to fail. Matzin Olam Olam is going to cause a person to be destroyed. Kerech Madaso will literally involve with these concepts of a desire for Kavite, with Kina, with Taiva, and ultimately cause their self-destruction. So this, Chazal point out, is a rebellion. Shalom L'Shem Shemayim. And in fact, there's a pasuk later on in the Chumash that says, towards the end of the narrative, the pasuk says, after all the punishment took place, it says, Lo yek Kerech v'adaso. There will never be like Kerech v'adaso in the future, etc., etc. So the question that we find that Rav Shimon Shkop asks on this pasuk, he says, you mean to say there was never any machlokas amongst Klaus in the future? I mean, let's go look and analyze Jewish history. There's been plenty of machlokas taking place. Why in the world does it say there'll never be a machlokas like Kerech v'adasai? So says Rav Shimon Shkop the following interpretation. He says, when it comes to this machlokas, what makes it unique is that Moshe and his contingent were 100% correct. Korach and his contingent were 100% incorrect. A level of such a machlokas, where one side is 100% emes, and the other side is 100% sheker, on such an intense level, is very rare to happen in the future. Even when there's a difference of opinion, there could be some justification for the opponents, just as a justification for those who are trying to push forth their agenda in an emistic way, even though there might be antagonists against the protagonists. Each one has a sfarah that has some type of semblance of emes, even though at the end, one side wins over the other side, but it's not kulo shek against kulo emes. Kerech v'adaso is 100% Rishim Mishkab, kulo emes against kulo sheker, and to have such a level of such a machlokes, to cause people to have doubts about the miracles of Kriyas Yamsuf and Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the miracles of the Midbar, and the miracles of Kabbalah Sateira, and to doubt the B'chol Yamin Olam, to undercut Moshe Rabbeinu, and all the other spiritual leadership of Klal Yisrael. This is something that was unheard of, and unfortunately will cause potential danger. This will never happen again in Klal Yisrael as a major rebellion on this specific level. And for that reason, what happened with Kerech v'adaso, of people who supposedly believe in Torah and mitzvahs, challenging the Gadol Hadar on this type of level, is not going to happen again. We do have people in the world, after that thousands of years, of people who are not Shemit Torah v'mitzvos, who don't believe in Torah v'nashamayim, don't believe in God, don't believe in everything that's spiritual, They surely challenged spiritual authority, but over here the irony was Karech Vadasa also were supposedly from Jews, Torah observing Jews, and they're now coming to challenge the Gedolei Hadar and saying that what they did was not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a unique type of rebellion that happened once. It's not going to happen again. There might be machlokas and halacha, but nevertheless, you're not challenging the Torah leadership of Gedolei Yisrael on the level that Karech Vadasa did. That's what the pasuk means, Rashi Mishkab says. Now, I want to go back to the Mishnah. I sofa described the concept of machlokas shelo l'shem shemayim, not for the sake of heaven, but the sake of selfish interest that these people had. What's a machlokas l'shem shemayim? So the Mishnah says, this is the machlokas of Hillel v'Shammai. What's unique about this machlokas? What do you mean this machlokas l'shem shemayim? So I want you to listen very carefully as Chazal basically described this. Very interesting. Listen to what they say. What Chazal say is, if you look at Hillel v'Shammai, what they were basically doing, Hillel v'Shammai, is they were having a halachic discussion concerning the minutiae of halacha of the Torah we received in Har Sinai. To understand what they were doing, let me go back to a very interesting Talmud Yerushalmi, and with this you'll be able to have an understanding what Hillel v'Shammai were doing, and why it's called the Machlokas L'Shem Shemayim, and the importance that Maima has to what's happening today when we find controversy amongst Gedolim when it comes to halacha l'masa. Listen very carefully. The Gemara tells us, in a Talmud Yerushalmi, in Masechta Sanhedrin, that Moshe was in Har Sinai with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 40 days, 40 nights, didn't sleep, didn't eat, and Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai, Kol HaTorah Kula, the Yesodos of Torah Shebiksav, the Yesodos of Torah Shebapeh, Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai, as the first Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, he received Kol HaTorah Kula, even Yesodos of Godless of later generations was revealed to him personally at that time to see the Gedolei Hador of all the generations to the end of time. He couldn't reveal their Torah to Klai at that point in time. It's their Torah to reveal and their Tekufa. But Moshe was given the entire knowledge base, Allah through Tuf, in his Maimed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, when basically speaking this happened, and Moshe saw from Hashem not only the basic klalim, the basic pratim of the Torah, but Hashem also showed him the various machlokesim that are going to develop in generations concerning the minutiae of the halach of Taryag Mitzvahs. A lot of minutiae is argued about in Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi, Midrashi Halacha. And Moshe saw that you can have opposite opinions. And nevertheless, the Gemara says upon opposite opinions of Hillel v'Shammai, Eilu ve'Eilu divil kim chayim. Both represent the divine spirit and machshava v'kadosh baruch hu. A maima I'm going to have to explain very shortly. So if that's the case, Moshe realized that he does not have the ability now to teach Klais of Kola Terah Kula in a complete fashion himself, because he's going to have to wait for other later generations to deal with minutiae problems in their generation, which you cannot disclose now. But Moshe, as a good Menahel, Manik of Klais, so knew Klai Yisrael. And he knew when he comes down to Klai, so when it comes from Kabbalah Satera, they're going to say to Moshe Rabbeinu, teach us the Shulchan Aruch Hashem taught you in Halach Lamas of L'chol HaDairas. And Moshe realized if he's going to tell them, well, Chevra, I can't do all of that because some of the stuff that you want to know, I'm not resolving, but later generations are going to resolve it when the Shailas come up. So Moshe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, maybe it's advisable when I come down to Klal Yisrael and they basically want to know Halach Lamasa, Lock, Stock, and Barrel, maybe you should give me now the knowledge of a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch authored by the Ribbono Shel Olam B'Chvodo B'Atzmo. I come down with your Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I know all the Psukim to tell them, and therefore they'll be satisfied. Many times, Balabatim come to Rabbanim and say, Rabbi, I heard a Gavaldik share all the lumdas, all the shitas, Arishainim and Paiskim. But what's the bottom? Give me the bottom line halacha. Tell me the halacha. I don't want to hear all the Sfaras and shitas. Just give me the bottom line. Moshe was concerned that's going to happen to him as well. So the Rabban Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I can't do that for you. You have to go down, and when it comes to the minutiae of your generation, you have to decide it and debate it amongst yourself and the Chacham of your Sanhedrin, and you have to come to an ultimate conclusion. So Moshe, how can I come to a conclusion? If both are the word of God. So he said, I already told you in the Torah, Acharav and Lahatos, the majority vote of the Sanhedrin HaGadol will determine what the halacha is at that specific point in time. Acharav and Lahatos. So Moshe says to Hashem, I appreciate you giving us that power, but kol kach lama, why are you making the learning of Torah and the observance of Torah so difficult? Not everybody has the desire or the ability to do that type of rigorous interpretation, analysis of Torah, to come to the Psak Halacha the way you're describing. We're not always going to have a Sanhedrin Gadol. So Hashem said to him, there's a reason I want you to learn Torah and decide Halacha the way I described, that you should argue and debate Torah and have different Halachic opinions. And guess what? Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, all the different opinions that they're going to have with the Hillel v'Shammai are Elu ve'Elu divrei chayim. Both represent my divine will. So Moshe asked Hashem, but how can you have two opposite opinions be both Taras Emes? How can both be correct? And the Ribbono Shel Olam answered, when I made the Torah, Torah Shebiktav and Torah Shebaal Kapeh, I gave a divine ability into the literature of Torah Shebiktav, Torah Shebaal, to be interpreted in 49 ways this way, 49 ways that way, in order for the Chachamim to use their divine power of their Tzelem Elokim to figure out through Yugim Amidash HaTorah Neshuv Shehem, how, in fact, the Torah should be interpreted halachically. If they use these midas of Derush of Torah, and they come up with different opinions, I already put that into the software of the Torah, that you should be able to come up with different conclusions. Since I programmed it that way, I made the Torah have the ability to be interpreted in multiple ways, Tameh V'Tahar, Asar, Umuter, and you're using Yugim and Midas to come to respective opinions, the software can be used, the divine software of Limud HaTorah. You can have two opposite opinions, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai arguing on the minutiae of Halacha L'Masa, each one using the Lamdas of Yugim and Midas to come to their interpretation, Torah Shel Torah Shebaal Peh. Both were programmed initially by me to be the possible answers to the questions that we're trying to analyze. They both are coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine software that created the Torah. And therefore, the fact of the matter is, whichever way the Rov paskins, that's the halacha, at least for that period of time when it comes to paskining the Sheila that's being posed in Halacha L'Masa. So Moshe then said to Hashem, Kol Kach Lama, why is it made so difficult to be done this way? So Hashem says, based upon a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, it says that, Meshama Havucha, what does that mean? That by figuring out the lumdus of the Torah and having halachic debates, intense debates, L'Shem Shemaim, to figure out what the Ratzon Hashem is, and these halachos, based upon klal and principles given to us by Hashem, to figure out the divine software of the Torah, to figure out what halachic could be, the following the program, you can have two different opinions at least. But they're both emes. I programmed it to be that way. How you paskin, Achar Mahatos, the majority will determine it at that specific point in time. Why I made it so difficult, and this is important to hear, Talmidim Talmidais, is the purpose of learning Torah is not merely to figure out the halachas of what's right and wrong, but there's another purpose of learning Torah that's maybe even more important, is to develop an understanding of the brilliance of the divine mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creating a system of Limud HaTorah that is so deep, so powerful intellectually, that when you see the chachma contained in the Torah and the debate, I mean, today, Talmidim, Talmidas, you learn a blat Gemara be'in in the yeshivas. They're not just learning the Gemara with Rashi v'Tesis. They're learning the Gemara with the Ritva and the Rashba and the Ramban and all the other Gedolei HaRishonim, the Rosh. They're then learning the Gemara with the Chidushim of the Gaonim literature, the Chidushim of Gedolei Paiskim, later on Gedolei Achreinim. I mean, when you analyze a Blat Gemara in depth, there's so much material, so much chachma contained in the Torah, so much depth perception, abstract reasoning. You're able to get a little inkling of the incredible divine mindset of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You develop Yediyas Hashem by learning Hashem's Torah. And the ultimate benefit of having intense Yediyas Hashem, knowing Hashem, and understanding how he thinks, and the brilliance of his mechanism of chachma, of analysis, and teira, you develop appreciation of what Hashem gave us, the beauty of teira, and you develop ultimately an ava, an appreciation for Hashem. So learning teira in depth, ba'amkus, teira shebiksav, teira shebalpeh, we're learning Tanakh, you're learning Gemara, it's Midrashim, in depth, ba'amkus, that yediyas Hashem, the Rambam says, brings you to an ultimate Hakaras Hashem, brings ultimately to Avas Hashem, Hafta Hashem Elokecha. The learning of the Torah by your analysis and ultimately the Psak gives you a Hakara Elokis that brings you to Avat Hashem, Hafta Hashem Elokecha, the Choron Hashem Adecha, is the ultimate kiyum of connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah, with the way you learn it, gives you the capacity to develop that relationship with Devekis Hashem by the intense learning of Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebalpeh. So the means with which you derive halacha, the learning process, is as important, maybe even more important, than the psak halacha. That's why the system has to be this way. Unfortunately, quite obviously, people who are not involved in learning Torah look upon this system as a weakness, but the Yerushalmi tells us, no, this is the strength of the Torah. Because at the end of the day, the Gedolei Hadar are going to have a majority vote, how we paskin, and give us hadrach in the halacha lamasa, but the process in coming to the halacha lamasa, and the difference of opinions, which might be mamish totally polar different opinions, that's a methodology that's given us an exposure to the amicus of Torah, and that amicus of Torah gives us an appreciation of the lechet tov Hashem gave us, gives us an intimacy and connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore gives us an understanding of who we are as the Am HaNivchar, Hashem V'Tov Chalkeinu. As the Mishnah says, not only do we have a unique Tzelem Elokim, Hashem gave us at Har Sinai, but Bonat Hashem Elokech, and we have a Father in Heaven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that serves as a role model, Halachta B'Derachav, how we're supposed to conduct our lives, especially Ben Adam L'Chavera, Halachta B'Derachav, a mitzvah say of the Torah. And now we have the Kli Chem that Hashem gave us, the Torah, that is the most prejudiced, precious treasure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with which He created the world, Mistaka Baraisa Barama, is given to us as a matana from Hashem, to continually connect to Hashem and appreciate Hashem by the Liman HaTorah we do each and every day of learning Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh, applying not only to men, applying to women. All of us are supposed to be involved in learning Torah to develop a proper connectivity between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Hillel Shammai had tremendous machlokas in between them, the Gemara tells us in Yevamos, many times they had machlokas in Amanushe of major, major phenomena, that major halachic significance. And they had milcham tosha mitzvah in the Beis Medrash, wars of debate. But the Gemara says that's when they were debating halacha. It never caused a split, a division amongst Klal Yisrael. And when Hillel and Shammai were not arguing halacha in the Beis Medrash, they came together at their chasanis, at their simchis, singing, dancing, kissing, loving each other, where there was an achdus, a purpose of being of Klal Yisrael, and the machloks they had with Shem Shammai was just interpreting Torah to connect to the Ribono Shel Olam by that process. Since the machlokas was L'Shem Shemayim, to advance the purpose of Hashem creating this world, We're learning now the Daf Yomi. The Daf Yomi is the we had the last couple of days from the beginning, that the world was created because of Torah. In fact, the Baal Turim says on the word Bereishis, it stands for an acronym, Bereishona Beis, Reish Ra, Aleph Elokim, Shin Shiakablo, Yud Yisrael Torah. That the world was based upon the Klais of Mekabel Torah. The Gemara tells us when Klais of Mekabel Torah in Har Sinai, the world, therefore, the physical world, was given a chizuk of permanence. If Klais over not even Mekabel Torah in Har Sinai, the world might have gone back to Toyu Vavo with the total oblivion. So Torah keeps the world going. The Yisod of Kim Olam is Torah. The Machlokas of Hillel Shammai or anybody, any Talmud Chacham or Talmidei Chachamos, to argue in Parshanut HaMikra or argue in Halacha, if they're doing L'Shem Shemayim, besides causing a Kiddush Hashem, they are Mechazek, the Bria, and allow the Bria to continue and flourish for all generations to come to eternity. Therefore, their machlokas was L'Shem Shemayim. Sefer L'Skayim has durability and permanence forever and forever. It was L'Shem Shemayim, and it accomplished it. I want to share with you a very interesting ha'ara of Yisrael Salanta. What he says very beautifully is he says that it says you have to have kavanas L'Shem Shemayim in order for what you're doing to have a kiyum, have a permanence. So says Rav Yisrael Salanta, you got to be very careful. Because since people are very, very subjective, don't you think everybody thinks that when they're doing things for the sake of heaven, of course it's L'Shem Shemayim. What's the question? But he says, you have to be baidik that your L'Shem Shemayim is really L'Shem Shemayim. Are you doing it for God's sake? Are you doing it because of your ability, desire to want to show you're right and they're wrong? What's your kavana? You always have to scrutinize yourself whether my L'Shem Shemayim is really L'Shem Shemayim or purpose another to LS, which is Shalom L'Shem Shemayim. You have to be very careful in using that specific principle. We therefore see the Chazal tell us the epitome of L'Shem Shemayim is Klal Yisrael collectively learning Torah, studying Torah, and quite obviously coming to halachic and hashkafic maskanos. You see Gedolim having assemblages and debating and deciding halacha. And believe me, over the generations, there were major, major controversies even to this very day. But the Gedolim still have a level of respect for one another, love for each other. That's why the Sanhedrin, even though there was debate, there was an achdus amongst the membership of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. We have to make sure that in our generation we understand that, and we have an ava love for our fellow Tamidim, Tamidos that we learn with, and realize that debate only strengthens our resolve in the depth perception of Torah. But at the end of the day, the learning of Torah is supposed to be makarvas to Hashem and give us a hakaras Hashem and avat Hashem. The same way when we study the Bria and we see the Chochmas Hashem and Maaseh Bereishis, which is unbelievable, the Chochmah Hashem used to create this world, create the universe, and to keep it going each and every day. Hashem is Mechadish B'chol Yom to Maaseh Bereishis. The same way that gives you an appreciation of Hashem's Chochmah B'riyat Olam. And we're supposed to develop a love of Hashem through that as well.
Can you hear the propane?
Nevertheless.
Okay, it's just really hot. I don't want to stand outside.
Nevertheless, Chazal tell us that by learning Torah, by learning Chochmah Sabriya, and furthermore, by studying world and Jewish history to see the incredible existence of Klal Yisrael throughout Chol HaDairos, when it comes to ability to survive against all odds, we are now in the realm of seeing what sinna means, what hatred means, the sinna of Amalchus of Iran against Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. You see what sinna Malchukelis as Ashur is. And Mamish, they can't help themselves from wanting to hate us, to want to kill us. We're living in a very dangerous generation. But we saw miracles this past week. We saw people, leaders of countries, in this case America, that came to the defense of Klal Yisrael to destroy a nation who said their basic purpose is to destroy the Jews with atomic weapons. We saw a president have a gevura to take the leadership role and risk his presidency, risk his army, his air force, to intervene with a very crazy Meshuggah nation who are radicals, who want to die for the sake of their cause. They don't care if you kill them. Took a stance and was mechazik the entire world and Klal Yisrael included, that at least at this point they shouldn't have atomic weaponry to threaten the world with destruction. We see the Yad Hashem in history, in the Torah, in the actual reality of the science of the world. All of this gives us a hakaras atem of the hashkacha pratis Hashem has over this universe. And that's why Chazal pointed out something I want to point out to you before I finish this year today. I pointed out to you one of the most important mitzvahs we do, men and women, is all of you recite Shema Yisrael every day. Shema Yisrael is Kabbalas Omach HaShemayim, Kabbalas Mitzvahs. But in Shema Yisrael, you have the most important principle of the Torah, of Yahavta Hashem Elokecha, V'chovon Hashem Chom Yodecha. What I want to point out to you, and you'll appreciate this next time you daven in the morning, if you look at the brachos that precede the Shema Yisrael and come after the Shema Yisrael, you have the three themes I just mentioned. The first bracha we have after Yishtabach is the bracha concerning the scientific creativity of Hashem each and every day. The concept of Hashem creating the scientific universe with all the phenomena to keep human beings alive. The second bracha, which comes right before Shema Yisrael, is the bracha of Avraham dealing with Hashem giving us a Torah, the Gevaldikait of Torah, what it does for us and our spiritual connection to Hashem. The bracha after the Shema Yisrael is the bracha dealing with Jewish history and the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim and the other Nisim Klal Yisrael were able to have in the Midbar all the way through Hashem controlling the world history of the Jewish people against all our antagonists. The reason Chazal surrounded the Shema with all these three concepts of Torah, scientific phenomenon, and world history and Jewish existence against all odds is to tell us when we think about these brachos, we should therefore realize why we should have Hakaras Elokis and Avas Hashem, Ahavta Hashem Elokecha, V'chovon Hashem Chom Yodecha. Thinking about the themes of the brachos gives us a greater intensity. When we cover Omach V'Shemayim all mitzvahs, why we should do such, why we ultimately have to have a chiv of Avat Hashem, and that's why, basically speaking, the process of tefillah is set up in that format. Let's hope and pray that Amach Lokis should be L'Shem Shemayim. Whatever we do should be for the sake of Hashem, to cause a Kiddush Hashem in this world. And if we conduct ourselves in this format and show Hakaras Elokis and Avas Hashem, and on Meis and Nefesh and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we see Klal Yisrael doing now in this Melchemes Mitzvah on behalf of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Israel, will be Zoch the King of the concept of Bias Mashiach Sekeinu, the concept of Geula, the concept of ultimately peace, Menucha, taking place in Eretz Israel for Klal Yisrael, Kibbutz Galus, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, B'mheir Imeinu.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.